Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Woo. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that our God is incredible Lord and Savior. And I want to remind you that God took care of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as individuals. But I also want you to know that God took care of his people in the corporate sense, so to speak. And I want you to know something, that even with what all we got going on, God is going to take care of you individually, and then the Lord is going to take care of us in that big way as the body of Christ and as the family of faith throughout America and throughout the world. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. I want to remind every one of us that we have a promise from the Lord right now. And I want you to know that unto us a Savior is born. And I want you to know that the Lord himself, if there was only one person that would have ever got saved or would have ever turned to him, and we know that there's multitudes. In fact, the Bible says that when we get to heaven, there will be an unnumberable amount of saints. Hallelujah. Because over the generations, the Lord is saving people every day. Amen? But I want you to know that today, the Lord is calling out to each and every one of you. Amen? So right now, I want all of you to bow your heads, keep your eyes closed, because I just feel from the Lord that if there's someone in here today that is not saved, maybe you knew God, but you're not serving him. Maybe you've never been saved. If that's you today, I want you to just slip your hand in the air, because we're going to pray and introduce you to the Lord. I promise you right now, your life will be transformed. Burdens will lift off of you. God will come if you are willing to receive Jesus. If that's you, I want you to just lift your hand right where you're at. I see that hand. You can put that hand down. Praise God. Thank you for that. Is there anybody else out there today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe there's someone online right now that's watching us online, and right now you at home are hearing this and God is compelling you and pulling on your heart. I want you to know that you can say this prayer with us, and immediately right there in your household, you're going to be saved. God's going to set you free. Now, just as a group, say this with me to support those who raise their hands. Say, Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I thank you that Jesus went to the cross, died and was resurrected to be my Lord and Savior. And that I'm saved right now. I receive Jesus as the Lord of my life. And from this day forward, you're going to help me. And I will live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And I'm going to come and see you later that prayed. And right now, okay, praise God. We're going to take some prayer requests, and then we're going to take a few minutes, and I might have one or two people come up and pray just for the nation and what's going on around about us. But right now, Regina, where are you at? Come up here and pray with me. We're going to join together. And we're just going to pray for your son, Tommy, right? And we're going to be in agreement because he has double pneumonia and he's hospitalized, right? Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we curse this sickness and disease, Father. Lord, we curse pneumonia, this virus, Father. Lord, and how it is devastating Tommy right now. But God, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow right now, God. Now, Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that even right now your word has went to heal Tommy, Father. And Lord, we ask you to just touch his heart and touch his life, Father, with your saving grace and mercy. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I know that we had a prayer request online from Lulu today, so we're going to pray for her friend Susan. And Susan, if you're watching today, I know who you are, and I'll be glad to pray with you. I know that you're going to try to come next week or when you can. She was in the hospital last night, but we're just going to pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Susan before you, God. And God, we just curse this sickness and disease, Father. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we loose the working of miracles and healing, Father. And Lord, right now in Jesus' name, we just thank you, God, that even now your touch is on Susan, God. And Father, you're taking over, God, where the doctors have come to the end of themselves, just like the woman with the issue of blood, Father. We thank you, God, for the release of healing, and we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Tasman before you right now, God. And Father, she's tested positive for the COVID coronavirus, Father. And Lord, we just curse that virus right now, Father. Lord, we ask that thing to just die and dry up, Father. Lord, that no pestilence could stay in our body, God, that by your stripes we are healed even now, God. And God, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Tasman, Father. And Lord, I thank you that we're going to quickly hear the report of a quick turnaround, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, I think I'm going to take a minute, and we're going to just pray over this nation. So if I have a couple people that want to come forward and pray, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Passages in the book of Isaiah 62:2-4. Now this was declared over the city of Jerusalem, but we are God's people also because Amen. Of Christ.
Amen.
So we're going to declare it over our country. And it says, the nations will see your righteousness. World leaders will be blinded by your glory. And you will be given a new name by the Lord's own mouth. The God will hold you in his hand for all to see, a splendid crown in the hand of God. Never again will you be called the forsaken city or the desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight, the bride of God, for the Lord delights in you and will claim you as his bride.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, it's been on my heart to pray for our nation, because you don't have to follow politics very closely to know that our nation is at a crossroads. And this is not about politicians or political parties or anything. This is about good versus evil. It always has been good versus evil. So I believe that as the Church of the Second Mile, that we are called to be the Calvary. That's a word that God gave me for us in here.
Amen.
The Church of the Second Mile is the Calvary. And so I looked up what a Calvary is, because I know that word, but I know it's a military term. I didn't know what that really meant. And so when I looked up what the difference between infantry and Calvary, because God said to me, the Calvary never goes before the infantry.
Mm.
Infantry are the ground soldiers. They are the hand-to-hand combat fighters. The cavalry, back in like Civil War days, would have been the heavily armed soldiers on horseback. They would have come in and had specific plans. And this is what Google used to explain cavalry, is they were created to exact plans to confuse and destroy the plans of the enemy. That is the church of the second mile. Amen. So here we are today, joining the fight, taking up arms, and we are linking arms with the rest of the body of Christ. And so I'll just pray. Father God, we come before you and we humble ourselves under your authority. Lord God, this nation was created in your name, by you, and for you, and you alone. Lord God, we come before you boldly into your courts to petition you for a pardon for the soul of the United States of America. Lord God, the body of Christ for generations has stood by and watched them remove you slowly from our government, kicked you out of our schools, and erased you from our history. Will we stand here today united as the body of Christ and as the church of the second mile? The Calvary is here. And we stand here in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, that we will no longer back up, we will no longer bow down, and we will no longer be silent. We believe in you, Lord, and we believe when you say we're going to the other side, that we're gonna get to the other side. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray to you, Lord, that you would strengthen the infantry and you would fill us with your wisdom and your courage at this critical time to be the beacon of hope and healing for our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, amen. Praise God. Remember, church, the Bible says this, that we are the ones called to pray in his name and bring healing to our land. Amen? We're commissioned to do these things, and so we need to be a people of prayer and hope, and I don't ever want you to back up. And next week, we're going to look at the fact that the Bible says that our wonderful counselor is in heaven making intercession for us right now. Amen? Hey, God bless you. If you... Oh, yeah, okay. Come on. I think that we have a grand finale, so to speak, that we get to end with today. So we're going to invite our kids back here. Hallelujah. Praise God. They did so wonderful touching us this morning that we just wanted to bring them back out and kind of wish us a Merry Christmas and whatever else Pastor Jared has right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at how cute they all are. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's that?
These guys just want to tell you one final time. They want to wish you a Merry Christmas and tell you a Happy New Year. So on the count of three, let's say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay? You guys got that?
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Woo! Right, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey, God bless you.
Hey, your kids can go straight to you. Okay?
Amen.
You don't have to go to class. So kids, go straight to find your mom and dad.
Amen. Amen.
You guys have a blessed day.
Hey, God bless you guys. Have a blessed day, and thank you for being here.